We had the news story a couple of hours ago that Tiger Woods has a business venture, another one. He's starting his own restaurant slash sports bar near his home in Jupiter, Florida. And we have a phone number for Tiger, so why don't we give him a call and talk to him about this sports bar.
Elon?
No. It's the musers on the ticket. Is this Tiger?
Damn it! Yes. It's Tiger.
You're still hoping Elon's going to come back?
I'm still waiting for that call.
Well, sorry to disappoint you, but we wanted to, first of all, say hi.
Hi, musers.
Hey. We also wanted to talk to you about your new business venture, the sports bar. That sounds pretty cool.
Isn't it awesome?
Mm-hmm.
It's being called Tiger Sports and Dining Club, but I wanted to call it Kick-Assville.
What's it going to be like? What kind of place is it going to be?
It's going to be great, Jaw. We're going to have an animated jug band every 15 minutes, and games like Whack-A-Mole, and all sorts of fun. Galaga, Miss Pac-Man.
Wow.
Wow, Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Sounds a little bit like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's exactly like Chuck E. Cheese, but it'll have a different name.
Well, I didn't know you were interested in the restaurant business.
I am, and as a matter of fact, I came up with a lot of the recipes myself.
Like what?
Well, originally, the way I had it designed, the restaurant was only going to have grilled cheeses, mac and cheese, and chicken nuggets, but... The investor said that adults don't eat those things, and I said, excuse me? That's all I eat. But they insisted, and since they're the money man, I agreed.
Okay. But you have money, too, so.
So I came up with a lot of things in concert with Guy Fieri, that guy, you know, that has those restaurants.
Yeah.
So, and right now, as a matter of fact, when you called, I was just learning how to perfect my Mickelson fries.
What are those?
It's sliced russet potatoes, and then I soak them in failure overnight. Then serve them.
You hate Phil.
Always a shot.
And then we have Sergio's ninth tea enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
It's two corn tortillas filled with pepper jack cheese and a lack of major victories.
I don't know what that would taste like, a lack of major victories.
And we serve Tom Watson coffee.
Yeah.
And it's served on a plate.
Why is that?
Because he couldn't win a cup. So it's kind of like a tribute to him.
Well, he has before. You can't really just hold this past weekend against him.
Then we have Jack Nicholas Golden Spare Ribs.
Doesn't sound complimentary.
18 ribs on a platter that no one cares about anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because you may not get that record, there's no reason to take shots at him.
And we also have fuzzy balls you can eat.
What? What's that?
Fuzzy balls. It's Fuzzy Zeller's fried chicken and collard greens ground up and rolled into balls.
Oh, gross.
And so they come out on a plate, and you put those two balls in your mouth and just kind of let them loll around your tongue a little bit.
All right.
And those fuzzy balls just feel so good. They taste a little tangy.
Yeah, sure enough.
Would you like some balls in your mouth, Troy?
No, thanks. I'm not a big fan.
You sure? You've never had fuzzy balls in your mouth, George.
Yeah, I know. I don't think I ever will. I doubt we'll ever make it down to your restaurant. We don't go to Florida
really
much.
And then, of course, we have Tatilda's rice and nothing dish.
Just rice.
Yeah, it's just a small bowl with about 15 grains of rice tainted with river water.
Oh, a nice tribute to your mother.
Yeah. You know who I really wish was alive?
Who's that?
To see my restaurant open. My dad. Oh. coffee-toned ballbuster of a drunkard who would routinely eat half a cow for breakfast with a wash tub of chili before plowing through a string of creek-caught catfish for lunch while drowning in an oak barrel of rot-gut whiskey to summon the anger with which to make love to my mother once, who once had a belly full of baby-shaped diarrhea that came out in 114 majors. He would have loved the sausage extravaganza.
Yeah, I bet he would have.
Summon the anger.
but he's not here anymore.
No, he's not.
Pray that he comes back to life.
Okay, we will. I don't know if it's going to work. Yeah. But...
Okay, thanks, Muser. Sorry, okay. I got to go. Okay. Jump in 2 minutes.
Okay, good luck with the restaurant. There goes the fake tiger. It's